In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, I've really come to enjoy that hymn throughout this week. It's a meditation, especially the first stanza, that the heart is so full of joy, so amazed at what God has done for him, that he wished he had 1,000 voices, 1,000 tongues, to praise God with it. And as it is, we have one voice and one tongue, and God accepts that praise, and he joins us with angels and archangels now and in the day that we die as well to praise our God for what he has done. Dear saints, we consider especially Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and Mark chapter 8, the first three verses of that. I'll read that again. Genesis 2. Then the Lord God formed the man of the dust from the ground. And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living creature. In Mark chapter 8. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away. Dear saints, how often do you think about your body? You're hungry. You're thirsty. Something is sore, something hurts, you're tired, you're sick, you're in pain. Something about your body that is not working as it should, or perhaps as it used to, and perhaps this affects everything you do and everything that you think about. You are a body. You have eyes and ears and a nose and skin and a mouth and muscles and bones and organs and other members. It becomes obvious when there is something wrong because our daily life and our daily interactions happen through our bodies. And often we listen to our bodies, to what's wrong. And we try and do something about it. We eat. We drink. We get some sleep. We put on glasses. We put in hearing aids. We take medicine. We go to the doctor. We have procedures and surgeries, and we do exercises. When our body speaks, we often listen. And we all have to admit that we don't sometimes know what is best for our bodies. Perhaps we can't do anything about it. So we go to someone who can. You think about your body. And in our readings today, we get this glorious, amazing truth proclaimed to us that God thinks about our bodies too. In fact, he gave you your body. He made your body. Genesis chapter 2 says he formed the body of Adam. And the picture here is that of a potter carefully crafting, carefully sculpting, carefully forming his masterpiece with precision and thought. And the same word that is used of Adam is used to describe you in Psalm 139. He formed you. Fearfully and wonderfully made, the Lord formed you. And Jesus is constantly in interaction with people, and he is thinking about their bodies. Little girls with fevers, men who are paralyzed, old ladies who have fevers and are sick. Our gospel reading has Jesus thinking about the bodies of the crowds. Jesus has compassion on the crowds because their bodies needed food. They had nothing to eat, the text says, and they have been with him for 3 days. Jesus wants them to eat lest they faint on their way home, and some had come from very far away. dear saints, God made you. He gave you your body. And he still preserves your body. And he gave you a soul. He breathed the breath of life into you. The picture here is that of the potter after he makes and sculpts and forms. His piece is not done until he puts it in the fire. You are not complete without your soul, without the breath of life that God breathes into you, without him giving you your soul. You would not be finished and you would not be complete. You wouldn't even feel anything with your body. You would be without life without your soul. And we know this, especially if we've seen people who have died, because their body is there. But it's a very different body, very, very quickly. Without your soul, you would have eyes, but you couldn't see. You would have ears, but you couldn't hear. You would have a tongue and a mouth, but you couldn't speak or taste to proclaim the praises of your God. You would have skin and nerves and muscles and bones, but you couldn't feel. You would have a brain, but you couldn't reason. You would have a stomach, but you couldn't be hungry. You are God's creation in your body and in your soul. And today we are called to give thanks to God for both. And to ask this question. So, how often do you think about your soul? And if you don't already, you need to start thinking about it this way. And if you do already, you need to rethink about it this way. That God is caring deeply for your soul right here. He gives you a word. He gives you Jesus' body and blood. He gives you songs. He listens to your prayers. He surrounds you with a Christian community. And in that, he is caring deeply for your soul. That part of you that has emotion and desires. The desires that are both good and bad. Desires that are both holy and sinful. That part of you that feels guilt and shame and loneliness and anger and anxiety and depression and pride and despair, as well as amazing capacity to feel love and hope and joy and peace and comfort and happiness. Today, your soul is being deeply cared for by your Jesus. You are being corrected. You are being exercised. You are being stretched out and formed again so that your emotions and your desires begin again to line up to serve the one who made your soul and made your body. You are being reminded of who you truly are as body and as soul, where you had come from, who is with you, and where you are going. You are being fed and you are being healed here. You are receiving rest. And you are receiving refreshment. And you are having a deep surgery done to you by God through his word that is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. And you don't know how best to care for your soul either. You need God to do that. And you need, and just so you don't miss it, I need also faithful pastors, cares of our soul, to give us God's word and to administer his sacraments. Your soul is not fully alive until God breathes life into you again and again and again. For the wages of sin is death in body and soul, but the free gift of God is, not just will be, but is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because the God who breathed life into your body And the God who promises to give you a body again, and the God who is here to breathe life into your soul again, he knows what's best. He is your maker, after all. He is your preserver. And even more than that, the Christian faith has this amazing, amazing confession that the Son of God himself has a body and a soul. That he took on body, that he took on soul to redeem, to save my soul, to save my body. And he promises me on the resurrection an immortal and an imperishable and a perfect body on the last day. Our bodies are dying from the day that we are first conceived. For the day that they ate of it, they surely died, and they took us along with them. The wages of sin is death. But the free gift of Christ Jesus our Lord, that Christ Jesus who took on a body, and he didn't have to, but he took on a body and he took on a soul. He chose to die and he didn't have to. He breathed his last and he didn't have to. He chose to be hungry in the wilderness, to be tempted by the devil and to cry out, "I thirst," from the cross. He chose to feel the pain of whip and nail and wood. With his eyes and his ears and his tongue and his skin and his nerves and his bones and his muscles, and his sense of smell, he suffered in his body and in his soul the wrath of God that we deserve. The loneliness and forsakenness of God, the payment that we should have paid to God, the wages that we owed to him out of compassion for you. And your body? Now, because everything that you get for your body is a gift. You don't deserve it. It is all by grace, won for you on the cross of Jesus. The food and the drink and the blankets and the home and the doctors and the family, all that is a gift. Nothing you deserve. And he also has deep compassion for your eternal soul. And he is caring for you deeply right now, giving you relief and rest, reminding you of who you are in him, forgiving you of your sins, don't be so weighed down, reminding you that God is at peace with you. What could possibly go wrong? Giving you the strength that you need so that you might continue in your body to serve others in their bodies and in their souls, to use your members to use towards sanctification and life leading to eternal life. He gives to you to eat his true body and his true blood, one for you on the tree of the lot, on the tree of the cross, the true tree of life for us. Your soul will not make it unless he feeds you again and again and again. But he does. And he will, and you will make it. So praise your God with 1,000 voices. Praise your God with 1,000 tongues. For your soul that he has redeemed, for your perfect body that he promises you, and for your hurt and sick and tired and worn out body that you have even now, for that is a gift as well. All this, it is our duty to thank, praise, serve, and obey him. This is most certainly true. Amen.